Test 65, Section 3, Question 14. And here we are looking for the conclusion of the argument. And it says, because these tropical storms require heat and moisture, form ocean surfaces 26 degrees, they especially form over those, so it's got to be warm and over oceans. Ocean temperatures that global warming would encourage. Okay, so it's saying they form in this system and global warming is going to encourage that. For this reason, many early discussions of global warming predicted that it would cause more frequent and intense tropical storms. So global warming said, hey, we're going to have more storms. But recent research shows that this prediction is unlikely to be borne out. So basically, that's not actually going to happen. Other factors, such as instabilities in wind flow, are likely to counteract global warming effects on tropical storm development. So these other factors are going to balance it out. So when we look at this, the overall conclusion is the second to the last sentence, that recent research shows this prediction is unlikely to be borne out. Or in other words, recent research shows that global warming isn't necessarily going to lead to more frequent and more intense tropical storms. Okay, so that's what we're going to try and find. Tropical storms are especially likely to form over warm ocean surfaces. That's not the conclusion. The conclusion is that global warming isn't going to up those rates. B, contrary to early discussion, global warming is not the only factor affecting the frequency. Well, the conclusion wasn't that it's the only factor. The conclusion was it's not going to lead to more of them and more intense. If global warming were reversed, tropical storms would be less. No, there's nothing here about global warming reversal. Then instabilities in wind flow will negate the effect of global warming on the formation of tropical storms. Well, it's not just that instabilities in wind flow. There's other factors such as instabilities. So instabilities in wind flow was just one of several factors, theoretically. And then global warming probably will not produce more frequent and intense tropical storms. And that's what we said we were looking for. So therefore, answer choice E is going to be our correct one. It's the closest thing to what the second to the last sentence says.